today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
And so it's that time once again where I'm going to count down my personal opinion of my top whatever albums of given year, because the world is just dying to know.
Greetings, it's Rockin' the Suburbs. Thanks for tuning in. On behalf of Jim Linehan, my name is Patrick Foster. If you're just finding this podcast for the first time, we are in the middle of our January countdown of the best new music from the previous year as chosen by our listeners. Today, we have two more selections, plus a little bonus for you all that I think you're going to enjoy. We are compiling all these picks into a playlist, as well as marking down all the albums that are picked for Album of the Year from 2022, and we are going to share all that with you once we're complete here at the end of the month. All right, without further ado, I've got today's tape spooled up in the cassette player. I'm going to go ahead and hit play on these two picks. All right, here we go.
Jim, Patrick, Rockin' the Suburbs crew, how's it going? It's Marios Critiotis from Pittsburgh. I cannot believe another year went by. One 2022 highlight. I got to go off track here for 1 minute. I got to have a beer. Well, I think we had a couple beers with Harris from this very program, longtime contributor, internet radio star. How many people can say they hung out with somebody who has their own theme song on this very program? Not that many. I'm not bragging. I'm just saying. But onward here, I'll make this quick because I'm not known for my brevity when it comes to these things, but my favorite album of the year was called Chaos Now. It was from a guy named Gene Dawson. And this guy, he's like a genre bender. Actually, he hates being called that. So Gene, if you're listening, sorry about that. But he's a multi-instrumentalist. And this album, I can't even really explain it, which is probably for the better. You just got to listen to it. This guy covers so much musical ground. And the reason why it probably stuck with me is it's a lot of the stuff that I really love. Some rap, trap. He's got some electronic stuff going on under this kind of grungy punk rock, like 90s alternative thing that he's obviously like kind of hearkening back to. But it all sounds so original and it all sounds so new. It just sounds so like just new to me. And not a ton of safe for work choices here, or safe for the young kids. My kids are young, so I can't listen to this around them. The one that you could, and it's a good entry point really to the whole album, is called Zero Heroes, like the number 0-heroes. It's got kind of the gang chorus. Every chorus, every hook on this album is so cathartic. It's got the kind of rap influence, the punk influence. It's kind of got it all. I cannot say enough good things about this album. Just put it on track one and let it go for 35 minutes. Thank me later. And in terms of my favorite song, it's not much of a deviation, but Aquamarine by Danger Mouse and Black Thought, featuring Michael Kiwanuka. These guys, I mean, Danger Mouse and Black Thought, two artists that were like just so important to me growing up. I remember like in high school when somebody gave me Do You Want More from the Roots, just like, you know, it blowing my mind. Danger Mouse obviously doing the Jay-Z Beatles mashup. I don't think there's anybody making beats as good as Danger Mouse right now. And Black Thought is just somehow still in his prime. And this song sounds like a statement of purpose for him. It's spiritual. It's dark. You know, the beat and the contributions from Michael Kiwanuka are like kind of apocalyptic. But there's this like kind of hopefulness throughout it. There's the typical Black Thought just swagger and just that ability to like, just when you think he's done, like just when you think the verse is over, he throws a couple more bars in there and they're like nuts. Like everything, there's just no filler with him ever. It's just so uplifting to see him still doing this at this level. It's so inspiring. The whole record is just terrific. Cheat Codes is the name of their album. But this song in particular really stuck with me this year and it still is. I'll probably listen to it right now, in fact. So that's my album. That's my song. Thanks for another great year of great talking, great music recommendations. And I can't wait to hear what everybody else comes up with. And Harris, hit me up, man. Let's get another beer or seven.
Suburbs Pod family, Coop here, calling in with my best of 2022 picks. Jack White released two studio albums this year. The first one is Fear of the Dawn, and it is more of a rock album, more rock guitar driven, overdrive. Fear, and then Entering Heaven Alive is more of an acoustic, more of that country kind of feel that he mixes on his previous albums. This year he decided to separate the two and release them separately. I think both of the albums are great. Also, if you're Third Man Records Vault member, they released a Supply Chain Issues Tour 3 LP set. LP 1 was Fear of the Dawn Live. LP2 was Entering Heaven Alive Live, and LP3 is a collection of covers from throughout the tour. Jack had a big day on April 8th. He got to play the national anthem before the Detroit Tigers baseball game. He started a tour. He released Fear of the Dawn. He got engaged, and he got married. That was all in the same day. Also, on the Supply Chain Issues tour, I got to see him three times in concert. All four of us, Dylan, Callie, Nicole, and I, we went to Nashville and saw him. And then Dylan and I got to see him in Indianapolis. Just the two of us took a road trip up to Indianapolis and saw him. And then Nicole, Dylan, and I got to see him at Bourbon and Beyond here in Louisville this year. So, for me, if it's one of these two albums, my favorite artist, it's obviously, I lean more towards the rock stuff. So, to no one's surprise, Fear of the Dawn is my album of 2022. I own 5 different pressings of this album. Unfortunately, there are 6. I'm missing a rough trade split pressing. My goal is to track that down this year. I think it's phenomenal from start to finish. It's my favorite of his studio albums. What's the Trick is my favorite song of the year. It's one of my favorite things that he has ever written. So Jack White, Fear of the Dawn, is my album of the year. And What's the Trick by Jack White is my song of the year. Also, I would like to give a special shout out to a Rock in the Suburbs radio DJ by the name of Mike Coley. Walking at a suburban pace has become appointment radio for me. It's just an absolutely phenomenal show with brilliant playlists. He always comes up with interesting topics. I always learn stuff. Also, at every point during his show, he plays a song, and I'm like, that's exactly what I would have played by that artist. I mean, it feels like you're hanging out with a buddy. He actually is a buddy of mine. We hung out for 5 straight days here in Louisville during Bourbon and Beyond this year. I've downloaded the Walking at a Suburban Pace episodes off of Mixcloud whenever I've missed one or that I haven't been able to listen to live. He also does Marty Ska. It's a separate show on Tuesdays. I recommend both of them. Great shows. So I hope it's not too late to nominate Mike Coley for DJ of the Year. I'm not sure when you hand the awards out, but he's my nomination. He's a great DJ and an even better friend. So I love everything about this community. I'm so thankful for the friends I've met through it. Y'all keep doing the Lord's work. Talk to you soon. Bye.
All right. And I definitely want to second that emotion from Coop right there with Mike Coley's DJ shows on Suburbs Radio. They are fantastic. And he is just an amazing person. He really, really is. Coop knows of what he speaks. Mr. Coley, shout out to you, sir. Well deserved. And yes, we will have to organize the Suburbs Radio awards. Maybe we'll give those out at Suburbs Fest this year. The Slurps. I don't know. What do you think? It's a pretty good name for it, huh? I'll check with my sponsor to see if we can work something out. In the meantime, let's review what we heard. I want to thank Marius very, very much for calling in. It's great to hear from him. And super jealous that they got to hang out, man. Harrison and Marius. Man, I'm going to be part of that next time. But hey, I'm pretty lucky too. We got to hang out with Harris this summer and go to a show. So that was a blast. Okay, let's see. From Gene Dawson. Not heard of Gene Dawson. I'm very excited to check this music out. We heard Zero Dash Heroes. As Marios indicated, it's the numeral 0-Heroes with an asterisk by it. That was from the Chaos Now album, and it came out on Handwritten Records, 2022, of course. Aquamarine from Danger Mouse and Black Thought, featuring Michael Kiwanuka on that track. The album was Cheat Codes, and that was on BMG UK. And, of course, Jack White with What's the Trick from Fear of the Dawn on the Third Man label. Thank you guys very, very much for bringing us a beautiful and tidy Wednesday of picks. We're going to continue to roll on as we go through January. These picks will keep you warm and keep you in good music. And if you're like me, you're certainly finding a whole bunch of stuff to listen to that you either forgot about or fell through the cracks, but it's so fun to hear what everybody chooses. All right. On behalf of Jim Linehan, I remain Patrick Foster, and we will talk to you guys tomorrow. The Slurps.